We continue 12 lines up from the bottom on the Mishnah on Yudalad Amud Beis. Makom shenagu limkor behema daka lovdika chavim mochrim. Makom shenagu shalola mochran ein mochrin. So the Mishnah begins by telling us that depending on the custom of your community, you're allowed to sell a behema daka, a lighter animal, to an idolater. The question is, what's the concern? What's the question? Why in some places you can and in some places you can't? So Rashi tells us now that perhaps there's a concern that the idolater will have relations with the animal, or concern for bestiality, and therefore, in a place where the custom is to do it, clearly there was no concern of bestiality. In a place where the custom was not to, it's because they were concerned, and that's why there was a question of mochrin or ein mochrin. However, everyone agrees, says the Mishnah, v'chol makom ein mochrim lehem behemagasa agalim usiyachim shleimin ushvurin. But everyone agrees that in any community, you do not sell an idolater a behemagasa, a large animal, a galim or even a young calf, siachim, a foal, a young donkey, shlemim ushvurin, whole, or even if they have broken bones, they are not sold to idolaters. Why not? So here Rashi says the concern is not about bestiality, but rather the concern has to do with Shabbos. The concern is that you may, as the Gemara is going to tell us on the next daf, you may end up selling or borrowing she'elon schira. We're concerned you may borrow or rent them your animals on Shabbos, and you'll be over on Isser Shabbos, as we'll see later on. Rabbi Yehuda matar b'shvura. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're allowed to sell them a broken animal. The assumption is that they're not going to work on Shabbos. Uben Beser Matar Besus, and Ben Beser says it's permitted to sell them a horse, because Rashi explains the horse is not used to plow or work, it's just used to ride on, and riding on an animal on Shabbos is only an Iser Derabanan, a Gzeir of Tolesh, and therefore here we have a situation of a Rabbanan. There's no problem of selling the animal who may end up to a non-Jew, to an idolater, who may end up only using it to violate an Iser D'Rabbanan. We're concerned about violating an Iser D'Oraisa. So that is the Mishnah. So the Mishnah now is going to, the Gemara, excuse me, is going to begin discussing the first topic, which is the idea of selling a behemah daka to an idolater on the permissibility of selling a behemah daka to an idolater. The Gemara begins. Lameimer di isura leka minhagahu diika. So are you telling me then, based on our Mishnah, that there's only a minhag whether to sell or not to sell a behema daka to an idolater? However, there is no iser, there's no prohibition, even in a place where it's prohibited to sell it. It's not because of an iser, it's only because of a minhag. Hecha dinog iser. Nahuk, hecha dinog heter nahuk. So it just depends on the area, but there's no actual iser, says the Gemara. I'll have a contradiction which can prove that there actually is an iser to sell a behema daka to an idolater. Uraminhi, ein ma min behema bepundika os shalodika chavim, bimne shecha shunaho ala revia. Clear Brisa tells us later on that you're not allowed to place your own behema, a behema daka, we're assuming, in a pundak, in some sort of inn or a stable, which belongs to an idolater. Why are you not allowed to place your own animal in a stable owned by an idolater? Because we're concerned that the idolater is going to have relations with the animal. You're concerned about bestiality. So what do you see? You see there's an iser. You're not allowed to do it. So how can you tell me that only in certain places it's permissible, in certain places it's not? It should be prohibited all over to sell a behemah daka to an idolater. If the concern is bestiality, that this is not a concern where it's only a minhag, this is an actual iser. Says the Gemara, Amarav, makom shehitiro limkor, hitiru liyached, makom sheasru liyached, asru limkor. So this is the first of two possible answers. The first answer given by Rav, which is that this Braisa is only talking about the opinion, is going according to the opinion of the that says the minhag is not to sell the animal to an idolater. If the minhag makom shenagu shalolim kor ain maminin behema, but makom, as the Gemara says, makom sheitirulim kor, in a place where they permit you to sell the behema daka to an idolater, then even hitiruli yachid, then you're even allowed to place that animal in the stable of an idolater. So all that this so the way Rav resolves the contradiction is simply by saying there is no contradiction. This brisa, which says you're not allowed to do it, is only going based on the minha, which says you're not allowed to sell the behema daka to an idolater. However, Rabbi Eliezer comes up with a different way to reconcile the contradiction. Rabbi Eliezer Omer af b'makom she'asru liyached mutar limkor. That brisa, which says that you're not allowed to place your animal in a stable owned by an idolater, that doesn't have anything to do with the permissibility or prohibition of selling, or the custom of selling this animal to a behema daka. My taima, what's the difference? Ovid kochavim chas al behemto shelot te'aker. An idolater will never have bestiality with his own animal because there's a concern that it might make him impotent, might make the animal impotent, and therefore it won't be able to procreate and have the ability to use as meat or to work or for milk, etc. So therefore, our Mishnah stating a minug to sell the behemah daka or not has nothing to do with the prohibition of placing your own animal in the stable. Your own animal, you're not allowed to do it because it's your own. The idolater doesn't have any ownership over it, and therefore we're concerned there'll be bestiality. But selling him the animal, we're never concerned about revia because the idolater will never place his own animals in a situation where he might cause them damage. Va'af Rav Hadrabe, and even Rav ended up agreeing to the approach of Rabbi Elazar. Da'am Rav Tachlifa, Am Rav Shila, Abba Rabimi, Mishmei the Rav, Ovid Kochavim Chasol Behem Dosh Lo Ti'aker, that even Rav agreed that an idolater is concerned about his own animals, that they don't become impotent. So again, we began trying to understand what is the prohibition for behema daka. What's the concern? Maybe you're not allowed to sell behema daka. You are allowed to sell behema daka. It was based upon the concern of bestiality. And then we said, well, does that apply in our case? So Rabbi Elazar and then even Rav agreed and said that it doesn't apply to selling an animal to an idolater, because once you sell the animal to an idolater and he becomes the owner of the animal, there's no concern of him performing bestiality with his own. It's only if it's someone else's animal that we're concerned that he may end up doing bestiality. So the problem here then that we had in mind was that you may not be able to sell the animal to an idolater because of Lifnei Iver. And since there's no problem of Lifnei Iver over here, because we're not concerned about bestiality, there's no prohibition in selling a behemah daka to an idolater in the makom where it was acceptable. But of course, in the makom where that custom is not to do so, then you still would not be allowed to.